that incident or that action from when I was literally an infant is what I'm doing today with this culture. So I don't know how this affects our position on how social change does or doesn't take place, but it's long been clear to me that for the most part, I think people don't change their fundamental character. And I think that a lot of our behavior in life is set up pretty early. You know, I read a book on introversion and extroversion. And in there, the author talked about how there you can predict from infancy whether people are introverts and extroverts. And one of the predictors is you show the little infants, I believe it was pictures, and if you show them a picture of a new face, some infants will respond by throwing their hands up in the air in alarm, and others will not respond to it much at all. And the infants who respond with a lot of enthusiasm, it ends up are quite often extroverts later in life because. And that sounds counterintuitive at first, because usually we think of introverts as just sort of sitting quietly. But in what this has to do with is that they respond so much because they're overstimulated. They get highly stimulated by this new face, and so they can't deal with it much. And so they end up not wanting that overstimulation. And so they end up spending a lot of time alone, as opposed to the babies who later become extroverts. You show them a new face and they're like, yeah, that's a new face. That's fine. In which case, you know, they actually want to have, it's like we all want the same level of stimulus. We want 10 units of new face stimulus a day, and the introverts get 20 units of stimulation from a new face, and the extroverts get 2 units of stimulation from a new face. So the extroverts have to see 5 new faces a day in order to get their recommended daily allowance of stimulation. And the introverts have to see 1 every 2 days to get the same level. And this is basically set from when they're very, very pre-verbal. And then I have a friend who is interested in, we will not use the obsessed word. He is very interested in gold and silver, and he loves talking about going off the gold standard, and he loves talking about the politics of gold pricing and the politics of the relationship between currency and gold. And I was talking to him once about his childhood, and he was saying that when he was 4 and 5 and 6 and 7, he was very interested in shiny things, and he loved playing with like little gold and silver coins, which, like, for myself, that didn't, you know, I would play with a coin as long as I would play with a tiddlywink, or as long as I would play with a matchbox. I mean, like, it was just another thing. It wasn't something that thrilled me. And there are other examples of this, and one of them is that when I was a child, I had matchbox cars, and one of the things I would do would be to set all the matchbox cars up in a line, and then I would move the front one forward just a little bit, and the next one forward a little bit, the next one forward a little bit, and I would do this all day. I would do this. I spent days and weeks doing that. I would move them all over the house, just moving the front one forward a little. And today, really, that's how I write books. That I always say, you know, I don't write a whole book. I write a page, and then I write another page. I just do things incrementally, slowly. Or an even better example for myself of this is that when I was, I believe it was 9 months old, I had a club foot. You know, my foot was turning in. And fortunately, it was easily curable, by putting a cast on my leg and forcibly straightening the foot out. And I just had to have a cast for, I don't know, 3 months. I don't know how long. I had a gabby cast for a certain amount of time and then everything was fine. But the point is that when they put the cast on me, and again, I'm pre-verbal, I'm 9 months old. When they put the cast on me, I didn't scream, I didn't yell, I didn't wail. I just, as soon as I got out of the room and was on the way home, I started beating on the cast with my tiny little fists. And I would just implacably pound on it until it broke. And then they would take me back to the doctor and he would put another cast on. And the moment I got out of there, I would not complain. I would just pound on it until it broke. And this became a couple times a week they had to put the cast on. Because I refused. I simply said no. And that incident or that action from when I was literally an infant is what I'm doing today with this culture. I am just implacably writing book after book and doing action after action that, I'm going to, the thing is solid and the thing is unbreakable, and I'm just going to pound on it with my tiny fists until it breaks.